Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two and on this Friday. And listen, we're going to bring on somebody who I've had the pleasure of knowing and actually working with for a number of years. Dick Brubaker is a former state senator. I believe he represented District 25 down in the Pike Road, Montgomery area. Dick had a long history of working in the Alabama House of Representatives, the Alabama State Senate. He's a businessman who owned a number of auto dealerships. And he is now the lead Republican candidate for Congressional District 2, which is the newly redrawn district. And I also happen to know he's really hoarse because he's been speaking constantly, but he's on the phone right now. Dick Brubaker, how are you?
Well, what's left of him is on the phone, I'll tell you that.
You're the Terminator, man. They can't keep you down.
We had a great meeting in Mobile today. I'm driving back now. I met with got a chance to talk with the mayor, Mayor Stimson. I tell you, Mobilians got a lot going on.
They do. They do. In fact, you know, one of the pieces you may not know about my own history is both my kids were born in Mobile. Charlene and I went to South Alabama, and I spent my first several years out of college working in Mobile. We lived there for a good 10 years and are very fond. A lot of friends still down there.
Well, you know, the only part of this district that makes any sense is, you know, a lot of what happens in the Mobile port affects that economic corridor between Troy and Montgomery. And, you know, let's face it, Montgomery just spent $110 million on a container port on the river. And that's not going to do a bunch of good unless Mobile can get the ship channel widened to get more containers out of the port. So it does all hook together, at least between Montgomery and Mobile.
Well, let me ask you something, Dick. You know, one of the things that people talk about a lot, they speculate on, is that when this new congressional district was drawn, it split Mobile. I mean, it kind of shocked some people. Jerry Carl has represented that area. Mobile's always been contiguous in their congressional district. And now all of a sudden, even downtown Mobile is split in half. I've got people that are friends of mine that live in one district but work in the other because it's split right down the middle. How has Mobile been receiving you as a Montgomery guy?
Well, they're not receiving. I think Mobilians rightly feel like they didn't come out very well in this redistricting. There's no, let's put it this way, the industrial sector of Mobile, where Airbus and Austral is, it's hard to figure out what they have in common with Barber and Russell County. And on the other side of the state, that are purely agricultural. And I think they're concerned that because their county is split, that they'll lose influence and lose punch in Congress. And I've been trying real hard to convince them that I may be from Montgomery, but what happens in Mobile affects all of the industry that Montgomery has, including Hyundai. I mean, that's where the supply chain runs. And but, you know, I don't blame people in Mobile for not being happy with the way this redistricting turned out.
Well, yeah, I mean, but right now, and I hate my least favorite phrase in the whole world is "it is what it is." So I'm not going to say that, but what I'm saying is they've got to vote for who they got to vote for now, and I would think though that you've got a long track record. People know where you stand. You've got a voting history they can look at if they want to, and you're also somebody who has been very inclined towards business and education and other things, all of which Mobilians care about.
Well, yeah, I think that I am making headway convincing them that, first of all, I understand that the sort of the economic linchpin for the state, especially the southern half of the state, is the port of Mobile. I mean, the amount of growth they've had at the shipyard and at Airbus is nothing short of phenomenal. And not only that, I mean, the growth of the healthcare industry centered around USA. You know, USA just bought Providence Hospital. They're on their way to being, you know, as big as UAB. You know, it's probably the fastest growing center of growth in the state. And for that to continue, they've got infrastructure problems. infrastructure projects that are just going to have to go forward. And, you know, the Bayway Bridge is one of them.
Yeah.
And I think I've got a record of being willing to help solve problems like that. And I'm certainly not somebody that thinks that you're doing people a favor by treating all the earmarks the same. I mean, Mobile is a very conservative community that fits in with me. You know, I've been endorsed by people like Eagle Forum, and, you know, that plays very well in Mobile. So, you know, there are a lot of pro-family conservatives in Mobile. I've got a great record when it comes to economic development. I think I'll do fine.
I think you will too, and I support that. I think now you're obviously your home turf is Montgomery. You spent a lot of years not only representing that area, but you know your name was on auto dealership signs everywhere. Everybody knew the name Brubaker. How have you been received in places like Bullock County and Greene County and places that you're not normally represented?
Well, let's face it. Outside the Montgomery market area, I don't have any name ID advantage. And you've just got to help people get to know you. I think having a legislative record and being able to say, look, I've been able to solve some problems. When I was in the legislature, I passed this bill and this bill and this bill to try to deal with these problems.
Yeah.
And that usually people respond to that. And, I feel like the reception has been pretty good, but you know, they've got to get to know you. And the reason I'm in Mobile right now is just meeting people I haven't met yet. And it's and the same way in Baldwin County. Barber and Russell and Washington. I mean, you just got to go meet the people where they are.
Yeah. Well, and that's exactly, I mean, retail politics is something you're used to.
Put it this way. There's 13 counties in the district. I carried 8 of them.
Oh, there you go. Well, listen, you've got a runoff coming up. I mean, next month, you and Caroline Dobson, who is a newcomer to state politics, are in a Republican runoff. We still, though, have a Democrat runoff between Shamari Figures and Anthony Daniels. Question for you, though. I've become aware that Joe Reed, the longtime head of the Democrat Black Caucus, the second in command at the teachers union, and oh, by the way, the Democrat Party boss, it's almost as if he's trying to dismantle his candidates at the last minute. What are you hearing on that?
Well, you saw the second letter that he sent to the Democrat State Party. You know, I don't know whether he expects to really be successful in torpedoing the two most popular Democrats in District 2 or not. But I do know that Joe Reed has never done anything without a plan.
Yeah.
And he controls a lot of the votes on that executive committee. And I think what he wants at the end of the day is to be able to control who the nominee is and have them beholding to him as the power broker who made it happen. I think that's his goal.
Yeah, so if they'll kiss the ring, things will be okay.
Well, I think it goes a little further than that. but you see, his accusation is that both of the leading Democrats, Shamari Figures and Anthony Daniels, are somehow Republicans in disguise, which is absurd.
Oh, boy.
Anybody who served with Anthony Daniels knows that's not true.
No.
Believe me, these guys are not conservative.
Well, yeah, and Shamari Figures, his mom, Vivian Figures, his dad, Michael Figures, and he worked for Obama himself. I mean, for the love. You're talking about the liberal of the liberals.
Well, and so I just don't think if the case is decided on facts, I don't think Joe has much of a case to make. But I don't think facts at the end of the day are going to have anything to do with this. I think it's going to be the raw application of power. And if he can get enough, the Democrat Party has very different rules than the Republican Party. Their executive committee has a lot more authority about who can stay on the ballot as a Democrat. Wow. And who knows, maybe he could, if he gets some vote thrown off, I mean, does that mean the third place vote getter who just happens to be Joe's endorsed candidate, Napoleon Bracey, becomes the nominee? I don't know.
That's crazy. At that point, though, it does nothing but good things for you. So, either way.
Look, it doesn't matter who their nominee is, but the Republicans are going to hold this seat.
I believe you're right. I believe you're right. Even AL.com has finally come out and said it appears that Republicans have got everything it takes to win this race.
Well, if you look at, if I'm the nominee, the Republicans will hold the seat. I can appeal to moderates. I can appeal to conservatives. I've got a record to stand on. I didn't just move here 10 minutes ago. And I'm not afraid to answer questions. So I think that at the end of the day, the Republican Party, look at the turnout on Super Tuesday. I mean, the Republicans are going to turn out more voters, and they're going to win District 2, no matter who the Democrat nominee is.
Well, Dick Brubaker, I've known you a long time, man, and I know who you are, what you're like, and what you stand for, and I'm for you. And so blessings on you, brother. And by the way, go gargle with some salt water.
I think I'll do that. Thanks, Bill.
All right, we'll see you. All right, that is, boy, he sounded more like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. than he did Dick Brubaker, but he's been speaking so much that, and he's in his allergy season, he's just worn down to a nub, but he's still going.
That hurt to listen to.
Yeah, but I tell you what, though, I really do believe that, I mean, right now he was head and shoulders above his next, I mean, there were so many Republicans in the race, there was no way not to be a runoff because it was going to be hard for anybody, but there was questions about whether he would even get potentially over 50% just in the primary with seven people in it. He's still got close to 40. So I think what you're going to wind up seeing is probably a Dick Brubaker Republican on the ballot. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if you didn't see Anthony Daniels. But anyway, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come right back, talk that through just a little bit more. And then bottom of the hour, Stephanie Smith, Alabama Policy Institute calling in. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.